Good day to you all. This is Paige Estrotori, on behalf of Financial Services Online, presenting your daily financial services news wrap for Wednesday, the 20th of August, 2025. Let's dissect the complex landscape of industry news. We begin with overseas market dynamics. As the Jackson Hole Economic Policy Symposium draws near, we're observing some tertiary effects here in Australia. Our dollar currently faces heightened pressure, given increased market risks and anticipation around the symposium, an event hosted by the Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City that focuses on U.S. labor markets and economic policies. Investors worldwide are eagerly awaiting potential insights into future Federal Open Market Committee policy directions. Such insights are expected to influence currencies, interest rates, and wider economic trends. In other news, punitive share market conditions have emerged. We've spotted unfavorable trends in gold and mining metals stocks, while simultaneously, emergent market junk bonds have shown noteworthy longevity. It's a multifaceted picture that emphasizes both economic resilience and fragility in these uncertain times. Based on recent analyses, experts, like those from Goldman Sachs, are recommending defensive hedging strategies in response to this inherent market dichotomy. The notable discrepancy between the prevalent bearish sentiments and the sustained wave of buying activity continues to rouse questions about risks and sustainability of current trends. Remember, it's a fine balance between optimism and preparedness. Now let's shift our attention to happenings on home soil. The Australian Securities and Investments Commission, ASIC, has exposed ongoing failure in direct life insurance sales practices. Despite previous exertions for improvement in the wake of the Royal Commission, critical issues persist. We've seen probable conflicts of interest with sales volume taking precedence over consumer needs and an evident oversight of consumer feedback in product design. Consequently, the sector now faces imminent threats of potential investigations and regulatory pressures. At the same time, we're also keeping an eye on the proposed superannuation tax, Division 296, which targets super balances over $3 million. With the measure continuing to face opposition, the possibility of its implementation remains uncertain. This pending legislation has the financial advising community on its toes, with some 61.7% predicting that it would impact their clients. A significant 17.4% foresee major effects. Folks, that's your wrap of today's financial industry news. For more in insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management, visit us at Financial Services Online, our official website at financialservicesonline.com.au. This is Paige Estrotori saying, be savvy with your money because financial fluency is power in your pocket. Stay tuned tomorrow for your next daily financial services news wrap. Stay safe and have a productive day ahead, Australia.